Okay, the Gemara here in Moikatam Chazayim Abay says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone must stand for the Nasi, for the Rosh Yeshiva, the head of the Sanhedrin, except for an Avel or a Chola. And this is brought lahalacha by the Rambam Hilchas Avel and the Shulchan Aruch and Yordea Shin Ayin Vav, which leads to the following two questions. What are the laws of an Avel when a Talmud Chacham comes into the house standing? Can he stand? What are the reasons behind this prohibition? And also, lo aleinu, it shouldn't have to observe another one, but Tisha B'Av. If a person's sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av, and a Talmud Chacham walks into the room, does a person have to stand up on Tisha B'Av for the Talmud Chacham who walks into the room? So there are four reasons brought as to why the Avel does not stand for a Talmud Chacham, and each one has a nafkamina regarding Tisha B'Av as well. The Levush writes here in Yoredei and Shinai and Vav, and he says that an Avel is putter because he's tarud in his tsar, he's distracted by his pain, and therefore we do not make him responsible for standing. The implication being, according to Levush, that if the Avel wants to stand, then he could. But he's not responsible to stand because of his pain. The Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph and Simen Chof Ayin Vav, he argues on the Levush. And he says the Levush cannot be correct. Because the Gemara in Ksuvas Da Vav says that an Avel is chayev in all mitzvos, even though he's struggling with his own tsar. Being in pain is not an exception to the mitzvos. And therefore, he says, because the Av, and therefore, just because you're tarred and you're tsar is not a reason to not stand up, the Gemara is clear on that. So says the Shvus Yaakov, what's the reason why? Because the Avel looks disgusting. He is slovenly, his shirt is torn, he hasn't shaven, it's not the way he should present himself in an ideal situation. And to stand up for a Talmud Chacham is not mechabed him. For you to stand up, looking the way you do in that situation, doesn't give the Talmud Chacham any kavod. What's the proof? The Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Beis says that standing up is supposed to be mahader, the person you're standing up for. And therefore, says the Gemara, one does not stand for a zakan or Talmud Chacham if they're in the bathroom or the bathhouse, because that's not doing anybody any favors to stand up if you're using the bathroom. And when the Avel stands up, it does not honor the person, says the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov then continues, and he says that according to the Levush, one would have to stand before a Talmud Chacham on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is an Avelus Yishana. It's an old Avelus. It's not as intense as an Avelus Chadash, a new Avelus. And therefore, the Tsar is not so overpowering to say that you can't stand up. But according to my reason, says the Shvus Yaakov, one would not have to stand on Tisha B'Av, because everybody is sitting on the ground on Tisha B'Av, and it would not give kavod to stand to this manner. If everybody's in the same situation, I'm not being mechamer at Talmud Chacham when I stand up for him on Tisha B'Av. And this is cited by the Hagos Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch. The Tshuvas Beis Yehuda in Chelek Beis and Simen Pei Vav says that the rationale of the Shvus Yaakov is wrong. He thinks the Shvus Yaakov is also wrong. On Tisha B'Av, we simply sit on the ground, but we are ma'olel ba'afar karna. We are wallowing in the dust on Tisha B'Av. There's something to be in the dirt on the ground. There is no reason why standing on Tisha B'Av would not give kavod, he says. If I get up off of the ground, that should be mecham the Talmud Chacham. And therefore, the Beis Yehuda agrees with the Levush. And he says, the Avel is b'tsar. And usually the Nasi is mochel on his kavod. The Rosh Yeshiva is mochel on his kavod. You don't have to stand for me. On Tisha B'Av, since we're all in Avelus, there's no reason why someone in front of a Talmud Chacham should be putter. We're all in the same boat. In addition, we should certainly stand for the Torah as well in Tisha B'Av. If we're sitting on the ground and they open the Aron Kodesh and the Torah would come out, of course we would stand up. We would be mechab in the Torah. If we stand for the Torah, then certainly we would stand for a Talmud Chacham. Reason number three one would not stand for a Talmud Chacham is the Chida. The Chida writes in the Birkei Yosef in Shulchan Aruch that an Avel has a hekesh, he's hukash, he's compared to a king. The Gemara in Ksuvas Samech Tes asks, where do we know that an Avel sits at the head of the meal by the Sudas Havra? And it says in Eov that I chose out their way, and I sat as the chief, and I dwelt as the king of an army, as one would comfort being Menachem in Avel. And therefore, we see from Eov that an Avel sits at the front just like a king sits at the front. And therefore, says the Chidah, for a king, one would not have to stand for anybody else. And so, as the Rama writes in Hilchos Malachim, and so too an Avel doesn't have to stand for anybody else. That's the Chiddush of the Chidah. Now, this reason only applies to an Avel, not a Chola. And on Tisha B'Av, says the Chidah, we're all the same, and therefore we should stand for a Talmud Chacham on Tisha B'Av. The fourth reason is brought by The Aruch HaShulchan, who says this is a din in Altif Tachpel Satan. If the Avol stands up for the Talmud Chacham, as the Gemara says, then they might tell him to be shvu, to sit down. And this could be misconstrued as the Talmud Chacham telling him that he should return to his Avelis and stay there. And therefore, it's better not to create such a conversation. And therefore, the Avol sits in his seat the whole time. Those are four reasons brought for why the Avol does not stand for a Talmud Chacham, and whether it applies to Tisha B'Av. According to the first three reasons, if an Avol wants to be machmir and stand, it would be okay. But the Pnei Baruch writes, the Pnei Baruch is the predecessor, was the popular sefer in Hilchas Avelis in America. It is the predecessor, that's what was translated by Artskal for the Morning and Halacha book that many people have. So the Pnei Baruch writes in Perek Yud that according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems that there would be a din. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's a din the Avol cannot stand, lest he tell him to sit. And it would be usher to stand in honor of a Talmud Chacham. The other nafka minu would be, does the Avel stand for a Sefer Torah? According to the Shvus Yaakov, it's not a kima shel hider. It's not doing anything for the Torah for the Avel to stand. It's not being mechab of the Torah, and therefore it's better for the Avel to sit. According to the Chida, it's a din in the Avel being connected to the king. And the king also has to stand for the Sefer Torah, and therefore an Avel should stand for the Torah as well. Finally, Rav Avad Yosef writes in the Abiya Omer, in Chela Gimel and Yerodeach of Zion, that one should stand for the Talmud Chacham and Tisha B'Av, and the Adares also writes in the Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah that we do stand for Talmud Chacham and Tisha B'Av as well.